News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ireland experienced 1,100 excess deaths during the pandemic years of 2020 and 2021. It's according to a new report published today by the Society of Actuaries in Ireland. Linda Daly is a spokesperson for the Society and also a senior lecturer at University College Cork. She joins us now. Linda, talk us through the key findings.
Yes, thank you very much, Shane, for having us on the show. So I suppose the pandemic was a huge event that impacted us all, and we at the Society of Actuaries are very mindful of people who lost loved ones during the pandemic, and we decided to undertake the study to really understand the level of excess deaths that occurred during the first 2 years of the pandemic, 2020 and 2021. And what our findings show is that Ireland experienced 1,100 excess deaths during these 2 years, and these primarily occurred in 2021. And in fact, there was very little or virtually no excess deaths in 2020. And anecdotally, that might seem unusual to people who were, like myself, watching the news during the pandemic and, you know, seeing, unfortunately, that so many people were dying from COVID-19. And it's important that this study is looking at death from all causes, not just COVID-19-related deaths. So while there was additional death from COVID-19, there was lesser death from other usual causes like flus, car accidents, due to the restrictions in place. And overall, our study has found that there was little or no excess deaths in 2020, and these 1,100 deaths primarily came from 2021.
Do you have theories as to why that is? Because obviously, by 2021, we had the vaccine. You would have expected the worst figures to be in 2020. Was it because the severity of the lockdown was such in 2020 that
That's one contributing factor that we have highlighted in our report. So we looked at there was a study done by Oxford with various volunteers that tracked the stringency measures of various governments, including Ireland, and we showed in our report that the lockdown measures implied in the country in 2020 were much stricter than 2021. And we believe that could be one significant factor contributing to the lower level of excess deaths in 2020.
Now, I do have to ask you, and I'm sure it's something you've thought of yourselves, there has been other studies. There was one by the OECD, which I think showed there was really very few excess deaths. Then I think there was one by the CSO, which showed there was more excess deaths. Why is there a difference in the figures?
Yeah, so in our report, we get in, it's an educational piece as well, and we're basically saying that, you know, excess deaths is the difference between what is expected compared to what actually happened. So actually happened from a calculation point of view is a matter of fact, whereas professional judgment creeps into how we estimate the expected number of deaths. And we base that on the trend in the 3 years preceding the pandemic, which we believe is the most appropriate trend to use for Ireland.
Methodology.
So different studies have used different methodologies, and we also allowed for population changes. Ireland aged over that period and also got older, so we allowed for that in our calculations. So it really does boil down to mainly different methods. Now, there was differences as well in the OECD report in terms of, you know, we used finalised data where they had based it on provisional data, and they included 2022 and their findings, whereas we based it on finalised data for 2020 and 2021.
Okay, okay. How do we fare relative to other countries? Did you compare us internationally?
That wasn't the focus of our report, but if you come back to the OECD report, they did look at that, and they used a five-year benchmark to estimate the expected level of deaths. And what they found in that report was that Ireland were one of 9 countries not to have any excess deaths. And in fact, of the 43 countries they studied, Ireland fared in the top 4. So I suppose internationally, you would say that Ireland could be considered to have performed, you know, reasonably okay and had a relatively low level of excess deaths.
Okay. Can I just ask, I mean, is 1,100 deaths, would that be hugely unusual? Are there previous periods over the last 50 years where we've had a spike in numbers? Or is that, I mean, I know for every individual, every one death is a tragedy, but
exactly.
Is that figure very out of kilter with other years, non-pandemic years?
Yeah, we're very mindful that there is a lot of families with bereaved ones behind these 1,100, and we're very mindful of this when we wrote our report. But this 1,100 we showed in our report is not within normal variability, and for 2021 it's outside that. So this is a genuine spike in mortality for that year. It's not within normal variability.
Okay, now I know you're the Society of Actuaries. It's not your job to decide health policy. But are there findings that you, are the conclusions you would draw from this report?
Well, what we'd hope would find is that this report would feed into a COVID inquiry. And I know the government has indicated that they were going to have a COVID inquiry in 2024. We're waiting still for a date for that. And we would like, you know, a full thorough investigation into what worked well in this country and what needs, you know, improvements, just in case we're ever in a pandemic situation again. And obviously, this just looks at the pandemic from a mortality point of view.
Yeah.
There's wider social, environmental.
You think it's important that we review those things and
exactly
decide. And just lastly, because I mean, I think most of us are in two minds in relation when we look back on the COVID. We understand why lockdowns happened and it's easy to be wise with hindsight, but then we also know there's huge societal impact from the lockdowns on kids and education, on other diseases, you know, the health system fell behind. So there's a lot of knock-on impacts. I mean, is that something that you have a particular view on, or are you just saying, look, here's the information, it's up to other people then to make those assessments?
Yeah, I suppose we're quoting facts in this report. It's all based on factual data from the country, but we accept what you're saying, and the implications of long COVID and various things will turn out in time, and we would hope that we would update our analysis when more up-to-date data becomes available to see the impact of longer-term impacts of COVID-19.
Okay, Linda Daly of the Society of Actuaries in Ireland, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think of all that. The lockdowns, were they good, were they bad? That excess death rate higher in 2021 than in 2020. Let us know what you make of it all. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.